Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Pound squat, human growth hormone, testosterone.
I want to pop you up.
What smells like whey protein in here?
Patrick has the worst whey protein farts. Been there.
Welcome to Reality
we
Gaze.
Welcome. I just said welcome.
That took a lot out of my voice.
It was a lot.
Welcome.
Welcome to Reality Gaze, everybody. If you're sitting on the intimate portrait with us, you're just sitting right here in the middle.
Gulk.
And you're smelling human growth hormone. That's what you're doing.
I did have protein after my workout today.
And you had protein last night.
That's true.
You did. Y'all, so
I am glowing.
You
today.
Are. You're glowing and you're bruised, which is what you like to be.
I did find some bruises today.
It's true, y'all. We had to start late today because someone was piano caddy
till very late today.
Good
very
for
late
you.
This morning.
Sometimes you set something up and things don't go the way they should, and you're like,
They go a little better.
Well, then you're like. Am I afraid for my safety?
Yeah.
There is that one point, and then you get over that, and then you're kind of fine.
Okay.
The less I say, the better.
The
probably.
Less you say, yeah, I'm just, wow.
Y'all, this episode is called, what is it? Fuck.
If you're new here, you're horrified.
If you're
Sorry.
New here, I'm going to talk about sex.
Yeah, welcome. We're sex positive.
Are you new?
Are you new? No, this is 90 Day Fiancé, Season 9, Episode 4.
Pasta la vista.
Pasta la vista,
pasta
baby.
La vista, baby.
How often did children quoting that? I'm sure this would be my newest, my youngest nephew's favorite joke that he would tell everyone and scream it.
He still, your nephew says hasta la vista?
No, like he would, someone would say, what do you do when you're done with your, doing your spaghetti? Pasta la vista. And I'm like, that's not funny. And people are kind of laughing.
But I mean, if it's cute.
Children's jokes, y'all. I know you deal with them.
You really don't like children's jokes.
They're worse than Laffy Taffy jokes.
Those are
and
pretty
they,
bad.
And they think that it's cute to
but
keep going on
kids doing
because
jokes.
Parents should actually say, you get one of these. Because later on, none of their teachers give a shit.
It's good that you're not going to have children.
I keep it real. Kids need to know how that is. Okay, this, do we tell her who we're going to talk about?
we might as well just go with it and just say.
Oh, yeah. This episode, we'll tell everybody.
This is, in part one of this episode, we're going to talk about
Patrick.
Patrick.
And
Thais. And Emily and Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
And Kara and Guillermo.
Yep.
Guillermo. And then in part two, we're going to start with Shida and Bilal. Then Ari and Beanie. And then finally, Jabri and Miona, who are shaping up to be just a dumpster fire.
I have a whole... I'm interested. I'm very excited to talk about them because they, oh, this is what I was going to... Because I did a collab last week with Stephanie from the Rose Pricks podcast, which is normally a Bachelor, but Bachelor's off season, so she watched an episode 90 Day. She completely turned my head about Jabri and Miona.
Interesting.
And I have a totally... different conspiracy theory now about it. I'm excited to talk about
it. So we'll hear it next episode.
I'm teasing you for next episode.
And then I'll tell you why it's wrong.
Actually, I think you're going to...
Really?
I think you're going to be like, holy shit. And this episode just confirmed the theory more.
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I know. I think you're going to like
it. I'm rarely excited about anything.
You are. I know. So anyway,
maybe if there's a new Carl's Jr. opening around the corner,
love a
for
curly
me.
Fry.
Ugh.
I'm excited about live shows too, because that's what we're doing.
That was one of the worst transitions.
Well, I'm excited
ever.
About it.
It's like we're in Bob Hope.
It's don't you talk about Bob Hope? Don't you talk bad about Bob Hope? You know I love Bob Hope.
If you're under 40, you've heard the name
Road
Bob
to Morocco
Hope,
is amazing.
But you have no fucking idea who
he is. Oh, I've watched it.
Bob Hope.
I went to the Paley Museum and watched old Oscars with Bob Hope hosting it. I love him. He reminds me of my grandpa.
What? Why don't you just like, could you just strike a match and actually burn your time?
Oh, God. I love him. Love him. Anyway.
What a waste of fucking time.
No, it was good.
Jesus.
Anyway, y'all, we're...
I'd rather be at home clipping my toenails.
We're traveling. I need to look. We're traveling all over the country this summer.
Not really. Mostly the Midwest. And
not really the Midwest. We're not doing the East.
Yeah.
But the Midwest and then the South. And then the West.
Not South.
Well, people consider Texas the South.
It's not.
Well, they like
it's Texas.
Texas still considers itself the South.
They need to reconsider.
Well, so we're going to be...
Texas needs to do a lot.
We're doing more the Midwest and then just getting the Sun Belt.
That's a better way to say it.
So anyway, we're starting in Columbus and then we're going to go to Detroit. And then we're going to...
Minneapolis. Yes.
And then we're doing...
then it's... What,
Austin? Or
no,
Dallas?
That's in the second leg. In the second leg.
So, I have to look still.
San Francisco.
No, not yet. That's after, isn't it?
No.
No, maybe... Yeah, I think you're right. I got to look still. We're doing Columbus, Detroit. No, we're both wrong. Columbus, Detroit, Minneapolis, Phoenix.
That's what I forget.
San Francisco, yes. Dallas, Austin, San Diego, Salt Lake City, and finally in Denver.
I'm already tired.
Mid-June through mid-July, y'all. Come out and see us. Get your tickets now.
Y'all, when you see it, when we kind of roll into Denver, I'm going to be going on just like... human growth hormone and testosterone. like Patrick was.
Like Patrick.
Yeah. And vodka.
Yes. VIP for San Francisco and Dallas.
Yes.
Are sold out.
Yes.
Columbus, it's getting low.
And I would, if you're going to, please don't wait on VIP. And then I understand sometimes they're with our Patreon members, even with that, it was sold out.
Yeah.
But please don't contact us 3 weeks ahead of time and say, I tried to buy a VIP. Too bad, so sad.
Just because you're in the Patreon or Supercast, we've never guaranteed you
VIP.
That's
true.
So that means, sorry, y'all, we're just like Beyonce or John Legend or Barbra Streisand. You've got to be there at 10 a.m. to buy those tickets.
That's not true. We're not like
them
at all.
We're not like any of them at all. Not at all.
We're more like Kip Winger on the third tour.
Yeah, or like Doug LeBrecq.
I still don't know who that is.
Some of our sissies did like on a Christmas tour. So you can wait like a day or two. But some of these shows don't. Dallas VIP was sold out in what, 3 days?
Less.
So
2 days. I still think.
And it wasn't even my family because none of them bought VIPs. I told them not to.
But they did, but nobody would take comps. But y'all, they're all coming. Darla, Peggy, my mother, my brother, my best friend. They're all, I've been found out, like, a group of high school people that I went with are all coming down, too. I think my first kiss might even come down. My friend Lene Beard. It's going to be a lot. You're going to be overwhelmed.
I don't want any of them to come up to me and talk to me after the...
They all will.
Yeah.
You know, Peggy.
I'm going to need...
Peggy's going to go
I'm
going to
need security.
You. What'd she call you again?
Alan.
Alan.
Because she thinks I look like John Cryer in 2 1/2 Men.
Yes.
Whose
yes.
name is Alan on the show. Yeah. She goes, hey, Alan.
She is. So it's all going to be there, y'all. Someone said, can Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla tell the story about the time that they...
Bugged your dad's
wife and said, no, they're not speaking to one another. Don't ask them for a picture together.
So live shows, yes, get your tickets now. They're on our link tree on our Insta. Some of you Carl's wives have been saying, Carl, what's a link tree link?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Yeah.
Is that on the website?
I just put it. So one Carl's wife was asking a thing today in the Facebook group and tagged me, and I just put a gift that said, I can't help you. And I think that's what I'm going to start doing.
Also, for those of you who are Patreon people, Patreon did an app update.
Oh,
and
God.
And some of you are still saying it's giving you problems. I would just reinstall the app.
Some have
one.
Even done that, but let us know.
And if you're having problems with your RSS feed, go on the Patreon site and it will say how to put your RSS feed to refresh your RSS feed in
yes.
your podcast app.
And again, not that we don't want to help you. We are happy to help you. However, we don't have access to your Patreon account.
Exactly.
So if it's fucked up, contact Patreon.
And they might say, you need to go to them, which
because
is fine.
We're not big enough. We don't have support from literally, you email Patreon.
And so do we.
We just email them too, but then they say, what's the account? Who's the account name? Do you like the email? It's just, it's quicker, honestly, if you do it.
Yeah.
But if they don't
come
at us. And
if they say come to us, you can come to us.
We ain't going to leave you high and dry.
Right. Other news.
What's the other news?
Selling Sunset Reunion.
Yeah.
We just dropped it this morning.
No. Well, yes, but this podcast isn't going up until Monday. So we dropped it yesterday.
That's me jerking off onto
yeah,
my face
we got
when you're saying that.
Yeah.
Isn't that last night?
Yeah, but I don't think you make that face. I think normally, like, you're singing like a Gregorian chant and like getting spiritual. Yeah.
Amen.
Sorry.
Just a big splash of semen across my forehead. And if y'all are listening at Chick-fil-A, that's when Billy hands you your large iced tea.
Have a good day, ma'am. God bless.
That's what happened.
And a big swath of semen lands right across your face or gets
sorry,
in your eye.
Y'all.
Have a good day, Billy.
Have a good day, Billy.
Say hi to your mama for me. Yeah. I'll see her at church tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Some sissy said that she was having groceries delivered. This is such a good... Y'all, I want to one day publish these stories.
Yes.
Because they are so funny.
Yes.
And it gives me such joy to humiliate you in public.
Oh, yes.
Because every time we're humiliated in public, we get a bigger resistance to shame.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yeah, it's true.
Some shame is good, but a lot of shame is not good.
No.
So
makes you care less.
I know.
You're like, fuck it.
But a sissy said that we're talking about buttholes and father's buttholes that were destroyed.
Oh.
And the man, she said she saw the man's face. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So Selling Sunset Reunion just came out, if you want to watch that. We've said before, Christine Quinn was not there because she had COVID.
But Tan France was a great host.
He was good.
And there was some...
Surpassed my expectations.
There was a couple of moments that were good.
Until I started talking about it, I didn't realize how much it intrigued me. That Jason Chryssel segment really laid me flat. If you are doubting
the veracity of the fact that their relationship was real, I don't think you could doubt that.
No. Yep. I agree.
Y'all, our charity this month, the Sissy Squad.
Yes.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you are aware that women's choice is being eroded in this country. Just to get serious, just right say, basically, female body autonomy is being eroded in this country.
Well, yeah, and if you're still living in a rock and you've seen so many articles, this isn't just something that affects women. If we lose this, then it's going to affect gay rights, trans rights, and then a lot of people, and I agree, other human rights, like black people's rights.
I hear that argument, and I agree with it. I think it should just be enough that it's affecting.
I agree.
I hear that argument. I'm thinking, are there, and I know this because I do know a lot of gay people are like, well, and I'm like, it's sad that our community has to make that, it's like, wake up, gay people. You should want female body autonomy.
No. Yeah,
that's
I agree.
Just it.
I agree.
And so you guys, our charity and Sissy Squad this month is the National Network of Abortion Funds. And basically, this is going to pay for women. Who knows what's going to happen with Roe v. Wade in the next couple of months. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows what's going to happen?
But this is going to pay for women to travel out of state to have health procedures that are there right now, that are their legal right to have.
Yeah, to have a choice.
And then because there are states that are chipping and almost outlawing all abortions in certain states.
Yes. Yeah. So.
So that's what they're there to do. It is very necessary right now.
It's very necessary.
These are emergency funds, basically.
Yes.
So if you're not a member of our Sissy Squad, you can always donate to the National Network of Abortion Funds.
You can.
But we have a
Google.
Big donation page. If you go there, it's pinned at the top. Donate.
If you're not in the Facebook group, you can still go to their website.
Yep.
And, it's...
What's the next one?
Very important thing.
Yes.
The next one I wanted to talk about is... Woo! Y'all get ready. This is going to be... We're starting some interviews this week with the cast of Pig Royalty.
Oh, that's right.
And it's official. We're talking to Michelle Valero and Joy Pepper. We actually spoke to Michelle for like 10 minutes on the phone, just like a brief... But we are talking to Michelle and Joy Pepper.
I don't know how it's going to go. And people... We've gotten a little pushback because people have said, well, I don't know if you should interview them or not. Well, fuck you, you're not me, so I'll do what I want.
No,
and at the same time, we want to get a full story.
I want to push back on that because I'm finally it this came
push
out,
back on me?
No, push back for people.
Oh. Good luck.
But there's Cheer, you know, that the show on Netflix that I love. It came out like the season 2 came out several months ago, but I'm just now watching it. And it reminded me, I was glad that we're doing this because they dedicated one episode about Jerry, the guy who's now being convicted of sexual abuse of two younger
grooming,
boys.
Right?
Yeah, and it's very horrible. But what I was so impressed with the documentary is they actually, on that episode, they were talking just through the cheerleaders, but then they talked to the two boys.
Wow.
They had interviewed them, their mother. The attorney and the attorney and the two reporters who broke the story.
How brave for those two kids to speak.
Oh yeah, and the two attorneys that are the two reporters that broke the story were also, I forget his name, the horrible, horrible monster in all the gymnastics.
Larry Nassar.
They're the two reporters that broke that story.
Wow.
So anyway,
I won't be able to watch it.
I watched it and I went again. I know it's different, but it's like, my partner said, wow, I can't believe they did that. And I said, well, they have a duty to tell as much of the story they can. And that's where I feel like we have a duty as recapping this show.
Yeah.
I think it's important that we hear Michelle Bolero's point of view. And now Tyler is a different thing.
We're not going to talk
that
to Tyler.
Is, y'all don't want us to. But I feel like this is – so I just want to say, just based off of our conversation we already had with Michelle – even we had a little bit of an aha moment. So hold your judgment.
And also, we're not going to get into the weeds of letting them name call blah, blah, blah. We've already cleared that with everybody we're going to be talking to.
Anyway.
And we'll also be talking to Kim and Teresa as our first interview. Kim McCullough and Teresa Nugget's mom.
Uh-huh.
And so, and then we'll talk to some of the Boleros.
Yes.
And then we'll talk to the Reigns.
Who are going to be at our Austin live show.
Yes.
So be sure to go.
And are sometimes requesting 15 comps.
So. And, yeah, because all of them are coming. What?
That's great. I can't wait to see all of them.
Speaking of lots of people, and this is a terrible segue, but I'm just going to say Plathville's coming up.
More the merrier.
Plathville's coming back, y'all.
Plathville.
That's coming out. Like next week.
Next week, May 17th.
That Ambling Empire.
That they're 13th.
Yeah, it's all happening. So, anything else?
Just getting raw. As soon as we stop getting raw dog for like a week.
We only have a week off.
It's like the orgy commences again.
It's true. Y'all, we will be.
Love in Paradise.
Love in Paradise.
10th.
Oh, y'all, 90 Day Love in Paradise. It's coming on Discovery Plus.
Messy gays. A thruple.
We're getting a fight of two gay men in a gay bar with a go-go dancer by. And he's like, no.
That's gay rights. Is gay rights.
I love Kenny and Armando, but we needed this.
I need messy gays. Messy gays in bear costumes.
Yes.
Talking about doing poppers in a closet.
Thank you. Also, y'all, with our ménage à trois, I know that
collabs.
This week dropped our one with Vicky and Sean, which y'all love. I'm so glad that you enjoy it. And then Poodle, what's our next one coming up this week?
Next one coming up, it'll be this week. On Thursday, we're dropping our collaboration with our friend Jackie Johnson. She is a beauty podcaster, beauty and makeup style.
But she's also a comedian.
Yeah, she's a comedian. And so we've been friends for forever.
Forever. Long time.
And we've been saying we're going to get on this podcast, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to do a trade-off. And finally, this May, we were able to schedule that.
Part one's on hers and part two is on ours.
Yeah, and y'all, we had such a good time. And she also kind of made us think twice about, we had some good questions.
Oh, just it kind of.
And I said something very superficial, and then they said something deep.
I thought you said no. I thought you were fine. But
I was made. It was the butt of the joke.
You were not. I think though it did kind of rock our world about questions she asked us about what we
don't
thought
say
about,
it is don't
no,
say
not,
it.
But just about kind of what we thought about beauty kind of turned it on its head for us.
But and I learned a lot because I don't know as much as you guys do, obviously. So
you know more than you think.
Yeah, but I'd rather not. I'd rather set the bar low.
Well, I thought you were great. So
thank
we had
you.
A great time. And she has a professional studio, and we're here. So there's that.
She has a professional studio, and I have some earplugs that they're sitting right there.
And I think I've used condom in the corner. I'm just kidding. There's not a condom here.
Condoms?
That was a
what
joke.
What are condoms?
What's that?
Condoms are for slut people.
Why is there balloons in my apartment? I hate balloons.
So, also, happy Mother's Day yesterday.
Yes. Yes.
Because, anyway, I think that's it.
Happy Mother's Day, whatever that day is for you.
Right. Sometimes it's not. We know people who've lost their moms or people who have fraught relationships with their moms.
And if it's just Sunday to you, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday yesterday.
All right, y'all. We had a lot of stuff to cover. Don't come at us about announcements. But we got to let you know
about
shit.
We're doing a lot of shit. My voice is very high today. I think it's because my other voice is very low.
Did it get fucked up in your head?
Yes! Yeah. It's like starts up here.
You know Poodle really because of
he fucked up my voice all the way into my head.
All the way in my head.
Y'all, we're gonna start off with new couple alert.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Now, I just need to say there's always something about a new couple that is introduced in like episode 4 or 5. Either there's not enough to talk about,
or
it all goes belly up.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now, we know she's not a catfish.
No.
It's not a Williams situation.
No.
And it's not a Stephanie Cuckoo situation.
They dated for, honestly, we don't get this a lot in 90 Day Fiancé, more than Bilal and Shad. They dated and saw each other frequently for 11 months.
And he went down to Brazil 14 times.
Yeah.
That's some frequent flyer motherfucking miles.
Yeah, he's Delta One at this point. Bitch.
Let's just talk about these
let's
two.
Let's just talk about Patrick.
Patrick, and who is 31 from 31. Austin, and Thaís, who is 25 and who is a model from Brazil. Who's gorgeous, of course.
She is gorgeous. He's handsome, too.
Not he is, my but he's type, a but fucking he meathead.
He is, but I have to say, I think you're going to really disagree with me on this, but so far I like him, actually.
I'm a little indifferent.
He's a little boring because working out's his favorite thing to do. That's boring to me. But he seems like, if you look,
I don't hate him.
It seems why
like
they
I
put
do
him
Bilal.
With his, yeah, they. Oh yeah, it seems like why they put his brother with him, because they were like, yeah, we got to give him something, some type
I
of
agree.
Light color in this story.
Yeah,
and
he's not naturally an on-camera star like. Someone like, this is what I we're talking about this later in the episode, someone like Guillermo, who is a TV star.
He is a TV star,
and,
actually.
Or even people like...
Even, mark my words, if they stay together...
They'll be in the universe Guillermo, a long time.
They're gonna ride this like Lauren and Alexi. Guarantee, y'all.
The new Julia and Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, because both of them are... Brandon's
less
not really
annoying.
A star. Julia is.
Julia's a star, yeah.
Yeah.
And... Brandon's mom is a star.
Exactly.
And his dad.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
We hit the jackpot with that couple for those people.
Wow, that kind of made me miss them when we just brought them
I
up.
Kind of do too. I miss Julia the most.
Yes.
It's
a good this is a good season though. We liked it. We just and so but he like I'm impressed. I mean, we're going to talk
pain
about
pain is weakness leaving your body.
Okay, that's when he said that, I went, oh my. Okay, no.
That's when I just was like,
pain is your body telling you, stop, 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 something is wrong.
I think, well, pain is the body trying to survive. Because for your body to get stronger, you do have to go through pain. But I think pain is weakness leaving your body. I don't really agree with that.
No. No.
I don't think that takes a medical degree
no,
to say that.
No, I don't agree. So
if your doctor says pain is weakness leaving your body,
get a new doctor.
I would get a new doctor.
Get a new doctor.
Now, he's just going to give you human growth hormone and testosterone.
Which is, y'all, so here's the deal. He's been training training like a year and a half, blah,
to be
blah,
a
blah.
Weightlifter.
He works out a lot. He was. Did all this big stuff. He was
trained for the Olympics. The para.
Trained for the Olympics.
Not the full. He did
so
the
here's
Pan Am
the deal.
Games.
You know, when you're doing the Pan Am Games, you can't take human growth hormone.
I think.
Why do you? Do you feel like I'm going to be the person like? What's his name with one testicle who rides a bike all the time?
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah. He's not going to pass it, but I am.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Lance Armstrong is not a what's-his-name. That is a name that is in parlance.
I just couldn't remember
That's
it.
That's like what's-his-name who's on the $1 bill.
Oh,
there you go.
Antoine.
Yeah, there we are.
Antoine.
I cannot allow what's-his-name.
I just couldn't remember Lance Armstrong.
No.
I just remember Cheryl Crow's boyfriend. Who, as you
they're
said,
not together anymore.
No, but as you said, who has all those yellow bracelets? That means you cheat on your wife.
Did I say that?
You did say that. What somebody said? What do those yellow bracelets mean? We were at a party. And you said it means you cheat on your wife with Cheryl Crow.
That sounds like something I would
and
say.
And everybody
though.
At the party just went. That was when he was actively fighting cancer and before he got shamed about his drugging stuff. So everybody, like when Lance Armstrong.
He did cheat on his wife with Cheryl Crow.
I know, but it was when Lance Armstrong was beloved and everybody just went.
So,
ooh.
Guess what? I knew something they didn't.
Guess what, y'all? That's what it's like going to a party with Poodle.
I am the turd that people, yep, that I just throw in the pool.
Yeah, he's just throwing
turd
it.
Turd in the pool.
So anyway, y'all, but don't you think you would know not
here's,
to do that?
Here, I'm not making excuses for him by
and
any
I'm
means.
I'm not judging him. I'm
but
just confused.
A lot of times people have trainers and they say, come on, everybody does this, blah, blah, blah. Or and drugs are shared like that. And all you have to do is be convinced that maybe you can get, maybe there are lots of different varieties of something, like, and maybe one thing isn't as illegal as some other substances.
Like Maria Sharapova was taking that drug and did not know.
Yeah. So I'm not, I have no idea. The way he talked about it, he's like, I'm not proud of it. I did it.
Sounds like he knew.
Maybe.
Especially the second time.
When he got for dimethyltestosterone.
But then I'm like, really?
I think you get, and again, I'm not making excuses, but you get into a competition place where you have to be, you're trying to access everything you possibly can, and it's your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime someone will throw you a life preserver, you'll take it. Anytime that's going to get you ahead of something.
Wow, you would really have done drugs to make yourself
100%.
Have abs.
100%. But I don't know. I don't think I would care about it now. But in my early 20s, because he was doing it like 18, 19,
I probably 20. Would have too.
But again, I don't know.
I'm not judging for him. It's more just like
he's being apologetic about it now. He regrets it now, obviously. But because his career was over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And so, and he said, I have to deal with the consequences for the rest of my life. So I'm not judging him because I think he's judging himself.
Yeah, he's
still
banned.
So I was more curious. You're banned. So he lives with John.
He lives with John, his brother.
Oh.
A star. I liked it when they had to explain. John was in Massachusetts for longer than I was. That's why he talks like this.
Yeah. I mean, it was so.
I've been in Boston a long time.
He has the thickest fucking Boston accent.
I mean, it's not like. It's not like Joe McIntyre, but it's close.
It's still pretty close.
Or Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting.
And y'all, if you're not from the Boston area, I was surprised when we went to when we went back to Boston. There really are people that have this strong of an.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was so prevalent. I thought that was kind of like something I saw on TV.
Go Sox!
Yeah, it's like a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Are you still turned on by it?
A little bit.
Okay. Are you turned on by John?
Little bit.
Wow.
I need to. Wow. I something I need to process. And I'm not turned on by the meathead at all.
He has pretty eyes, but I'm not really turned on. But he does have pretty eyes.
Yeah.
And so,
I'm not a fan of that. Like really thick, muscled body. I'm not.
No, I'm not. Because we find out he's Brazilian. So at first I went, oh, he's got a huge dick. And then I went, but he looks like I don't know a lot of like.
It's okay.
It's not
gonna
me not off.
Gonna not gonna do a lot for you.
Throws me
the
off.
The brother's got a bigger dick.
He is
sorry.
Not attractive to me.
Sorry. I will but, say the brother though would drink so much he would never be able to get it up.
Yeah.
So.
And Patrick probably would let you do
trust
stuff
me.
To
his, I know.
You know. Patrick would let you do stuff to his butthole because it's all waxed and
yep,
smooth.
Definitely.
He likes that.
So y'all, he is. Smooth. He is John, his brother, and he said, I noticed a divide with my, because he got a divorce, and I noticed a divide with my ex because she was in love with the weightlifter.
Well, that's how they met, we should say. He met his ex through weightlifting.
And as soon as he wasn't doing it, it seemed like a strange and almost not, it kind of shrugging off responsibility for the breakup. Maybe it did happen
very
this way.
Convenient.
Yes.
I agree.
It did. He did mansplain their breakup and basically said, she was in love with the weightlifter and not with me. Maybe that was the case.
Oh, well, we're moving on. I mean, that's kind of how
maybe,
they acted. Yeah.
Maybe she was tired of your consistent depression because of not being in
maybe
weightlifting.
He was like, yeah, I have it on. Maybe.
So I just loved that explanation.
It was just a lot on like her. And maybe it was, but it was a lot on her.
Y'all, so he's just cooking chicken and rice, which is just the ultimate like.
You want me to take over?
You want me to take some over?
John is literally just berating him for his cooking style.
You got like some salt and pepper to that.
And Patrick's like, pepper. Why don't you just do it?
Need some salt and some seasoning.
I'm not trying to be that guy. Not try to be.
It is.
But he is.
It is kind of like.
John is that guy, y'all.
They plucked John off the streets of Boston as a five-year-old, like, paper boy. Hey there, mister. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, just popped him in Austin.
Like someone took a duck tour and went, that guy.
Yeah.
Just random.
Just go, Noma.
No. Water.
It is, it's something.
So this is where I do admire Pat, and I'm a little, it breaks my heart that he did go through all this, because we find out his parents got divorced when he was 7. He had 4 kids. He was raised, y'all, this is hard. When you're raised by, his dad was pretty much MIA.
Yeah.
And he was raised by a mother who
struggled. Who has BPD.
Who struggled with bipolar and drug addiction. So, yeah. So that kind of clicked for me to see that. Weightlifting, this was so structured for him. He is a structured person. He seems like...
needed something to put order to your life.
And like, we look at him now, like, he does well. He lives in this nice house. He's learned...
in Dripping Springs.
Yes, it's a nice part of Austin, y'all. Yeah. It's not... he learned fucking Portuguese.
He's not poor.
And Portuguese is a hard language to learn.
Portuguese is a difficult language.
So he is very driven. And honestly, I was watching this and I went... I really like him, and he seems, and I'm actually, he's kind of an inspiring, very, the way he's built his life, and the way how he says he just wants to, like, Darcy, looking for love.
I just spilled water all over myself.
That's fine.
What were you talking about?
But he's, the way he's kind of looking for love and looking for family.
Yeah.
It really touched my heart, and I'm watching this, I'm going, okay, John is colorful, but where's the crazy ball going to drop in this 90-day fiance
story? It's her.
It's her, y'all. We got a crazy Brazilian.
Well, we have shades of Jasmine here.
Oh, y'all.
So, like, he was down in Brazil visiting his dad, who's Brazilian, and lives there now. And, of course, he put his location on a dating app, and he swiped right on this beautiful girl.
Yep.
And she is gorgeous. And he's like, I met her. He's like, yeah, she's not a dude.
Yeah. Woo! Thought I was going to be a Ben. Remember when Ben thought Mahogany was a dude? He wishes now.
Well, because... the guy he met earlier, woman he met earlier, was a dude.
I know. I wish they would have gotten that dude.
So
to be on the tell-all.
He's like. Then we were like making out.
Are
we in
recording?
Clubs.
Okay, the red line. I didn't see the red line.
Like,
I got nervous.
Making out in clubs, and then like, all of a sudden, like we were like, she showed me affection like I've never had in my life.
Oh,
ding, ding, ding. That's why now
broke my heart.
What's interesting here is he's. Excuse me. He's 31.
Little protein in your throat still.
I did cough like someone who was recovering from consumption who went to Italy.
Pardon me. I don't know how much longer. Please take me to Livorno. The seaside air will do me some good. The seaside air.
Oh,
take me out on the beach for my last act, please. Please act, please.
It's true.
Yeah.
So he basically said she's showed me affection like no one else. So here's the thing: at 31, he's fallen dead in love for someone who probably lights up his emotional centers as much as his sexual centers.
Yeah.
And he probably has never had that.
No.
And the message he gets is...
not even from his own mother.
I know.
Yeah.
And so this is, you guys, this is always someone who's looking for love and acceptance in everyone he meets. He's a little bit of a golden retriever dog. Of a guy.
I love him, I've decided. I just want to give him a hug and tell him he's beautiful the way he is.
I don't dislike him.
He's going to prove me wrong, y'all. Anytime I like someone, they prove me wrong.
I rarely like anyone on this show. So
he is a little muscly and soft in the middle. You know what? I would fuck him. I'm on the train.
I'd bang the brother.
I'd look at his brown eyes.
Yeah. Ooh. The brother would be kinkier.
So here's my question.
If
to you
could get him, if you could
he'd be
sober.
Oh, it'd choke you forever. Is she gonna destroy him?
She's,
or do we not know yet?
She's going to, her jealousy will be rivaled with Jasmine's, but because she is 25, she's not going to see realistically. She's going to see America, but she's going to play like it's going to be like she's going to play at the relationship. It's only going to matter how much he's faithful to her.
Yeah, and she's younger too, so she could ride it out and either stay here or be able to do what she wants.
I think it's going to be pretty explosive.
We did see next week. It seems like she's fine with going back to Brazil if things don't work out.
But I just want to say this is, he said this is something I've wanted, and he proposed after 11 months of going back.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it seems like on paper, y'all, he did everything right.
Yeah, he did.
Which doesn't really happen on this show a lot.
Rarely. And I think,
Bilal and Shida have only been together 9 days. Total.
I think, though, what really gets him is her pussy's got Wi-Fi. Like, that's a magic puss. If you'd like to make a call.
You've got dick. Someone needs to make that romantic comedy. You've got dick. Make that porn.
I think we've moved. You made the porn. Oh,
yeah. Not romantic comedy. You've got dick.
Oh, he sent me a picture of his dick, but it's really my friend's dick.
Yeah, and it could be Meg Ryan and what's his name? Hanks.
Again, not a what's his name. Tom Hanks. You're losing your brain. You're going to say things like, what's his name? You know, he's sitting across from me. What's his name? Poodle. Is there a brain-eating amoeba present somewhere? I'm concerned.
Oh.
Again, there are people who are what's their names? Tom Hanks, Lance Armstrong. These are not what's their names.
Okay.
No. Fair. If you take 3 seconds, I promise you will think of their names. Wow. We got to get you like, what is that brain thing where your brain gets better?
Ginkgo biloba?
No, like luminosity or some shit like that.
Maybe.
We got to get your brain to do better. To actually fire.
I started Orange Theory this morning. My body's just tired.
So I don't care what. I don't give a shit about your
body. My brain's going, what did you do to me this morning?
Yeah. You just can't sit there and like be like lobotomized and stare at me like Muhammad.
You will get it done. We didn't have them this episode.
Yeah, he was sorely missed.
He was sorely missed. So all of this happened, and John said, Patrick said, my brother John, he really helped me a lot through this. I can't imagine what
lives with him.
And that he lives with me, and I want to bring Tice over, but I don't want to just kick him out. What if this doesn't work out? And it doesn't seem fair to him because he has built up so much around. And they're even in business together because he sells door-to-door home security systems, and John installs them.
And I would say, and John made it very clear, because blood is thicker than water. And I have a feeling later on, you guys, John is having some people over, and he's FaceTiming her.
Yes.
And you know what?
Okay. Yes.
I think it's time for another installment of Reality Gaze Theater. What's his name?
We started that on the same key. We've been doing this too long. Yeah. All right.
I want a divorce. A spiritual divorce.
A spiritual. Oh, Lalu finale, y'all. It was so good.
So I'll be playing the role of
John,
kind of commenting.
You be John. I'm going to be.
You'll be both of them.
I'll be Patrick, and I'll be her, because we don't know enough about her yet. Hopefully the character will come to me, but don't expect this one's
And
be
this
about
is
Patrick.
I'm in the next room.
Yes.
With some friends that I've invited over.
Okay. And do, 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 do. Oh,
Hey, hey.
Hi.
Hey, Jordan, hi. Be me.
What?
Be me.
Okay. What is that? Is that a party?
No, dude, it's not a party. Oh, it's my brother.
Are you fucking blind?
John. John. Hey, calm it down. I'm talking on the phone to Tice.
Hey, baby, you want to make a heart?
Oh, I love you. Oh, I love
you. Oh, my God.
What is that noise? Are you having a party? Is there a woman over there?
Carmine, take your dick out.
Who's put the dick out?
Oh, I'm gonna chug that beer.
Just my brother. Just my brother. You know, he's loud. It's him and a couple
of coming in here. What's up?
Hey, bro.
What's up? What's up, Thais?
Portuguese, me bad
mouthing. Your titties look good.
Me bad mouthing. Tell him to go fuck off and I don't
want to be with
him anymore.
You know, I'm just having a couple
anymore.
People over for a party. It's like not even a party. We're just having some people over. We're having some drinks. It's fine. You're going to get here, Thais. It's going to be fun. I'm going to teach you to drink.
Portuguese, subtitle. Fuck off. I hate you.
Hey, can we just have some time? She says hi.
Boys, she is so fucking smoked. She's stacked. I mean, you just know her pussy's like magic.
And scene. That was gross because you know he said it.
I got to say, it sounded like soccer hooligans were in this room.
In her defense, someone from Boston sounds like four people.
That's true. One person.
They are the loudest people I've ever met in America.
Unless it was our Philly show. And one woman from Philly sounded like five people.
Yes. But I meant just walking around in the city.
No, you're right.
I would kind of jump because people very would loud. Have conversation.
Very loud, forward, very, very resonant in the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because they have to yell over the sea, y'all, and the wind. That's it. It's a salt wife thing.
Yeah. The sound of the gulls.
So here's my thing. Either we don't know some history, which could be very possible, or why does she hate his brother already? Like, it's not even like he gets on her nerves.
I'll tell you why.
She can't stand this guy.
Because he considers, she wants to make Patrick into what she wants a guy to be, and John is an impediment to that. And it's the same thing where she, in her relationships that she's had before, it's much easier when she makes the rules.
Yeah.
And
I think she's used to that.
Someone like John is going to actively, she knows that because she's not having sex with John,
yeah,
that she can't really control him.
Well, you have no power here. Be gone.
Yes. You have no power here. Be gone.
If you're not fucking someone, you have no power here.
So it's a little bit of a Miona situation.
Yeah.
Where Miona has power over Jabri because of her pussy.
Yeah.
But not power over David. And that really bothers her.
Yeah, it really does bother her a lot.
And makes her very insecure. Enough to say, I don't want you to see him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dumbass Jabri still can't see through it. God.
I asked to just because I didn't realize this, but my own partner, who is a black man, lived like just outside of Rapid City because there was an Air Force base there. And so for like 3 years, he really enjoyed it. But I said, is it remote as they're saying, or is it total? He was like, no, it really is like, it's not a one-stop light town, he said, but it's very small and there's absolutely
nothing around
unless
it.
You're Native American, there's no people of color there.
Yeah.
So it's just, but because we just never know, because sometimes because some people, you know, are saying, oh, I saw somebody like, not on Reddit, but on Twitter saying, is it that bad for Jabri? I think he is kind of like, he does feel singled out a lot. And probably Miona, I'm very sure there's not a lot of people probably with strong accents there.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Now, what are you bringing that up to say, though?
I'm just saying that I vetted the city and they're not lying because so much of this relationship feels fraudacity to me.
But I'm trying to figure out how did that reflect.
It had nothing to do with what you said. Nothing. Just an idea.
I thought that added something.
No.
Okay.
It's just something I wanted to say.
Okay. Because I wasn't defending.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Just like you were talking about oranges, and I said, hey, I've got a pear. That's it.
I love pears.
That is the name of our show. When I say, and today about oranges, hey, I've got a pear.
Hey, I've got a pear.
That should be the name. Or, hey, look at this pear.
That'll be the name of my first autobiography. Yeah. Hey, I've got a pear.
And I got it. When me saying, speaking of oranges, dot, 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 hey, I've got a pear.
Hey, I've got a pear.
That is exactly what it should be.
So anyway, y'all, so they talk. He's like, okay, and she's like, I don't want to live with him. I'm not into this. No, no, no.
What about when, so John comes in, and is it her who says it's going to be my house?
Yes.
That's a red flag, y'all. Oh,
she's going to be a monster.
Yeah.
I think she has a
potential. Yikes.
Monster, just monster.
So later on, he's getting a drink with his brother. I doubt it was one drink. Just thinking.
No, Patrick likes John likes the sauce, yeah. Y'all.
Like to throw him back.
His eyes are always red.
Yeah. So they're going to have a drink, and y'all, he has to provide, to show her where she is. To show him, show her where he is. He's got on location services.
Yeah.
He's doing evidence like Jasmine required.
He has to text before he gets there. He like, y'all, she's crazy jealous about him.
So, and he said, if I don't check in with her, it leads to an argument and it's much easier. And this is avoidance. This is instead of talking about the problem,
he is
giving in to everything she wants. He has told her how she should treat him.
I don't think we're going to see. Patrick does not deal with confrontation well. I think he just wants people to like him because probably he feels unloved.
This is a...
Literally, he's tried to build an exterior his whole life, and it...
You just read Patrick for filth.
That's what it all is. He tried to build up his exterior.
Yeah, but it's... Exterior?
Exterior. Exterior, and he just feels so inferior on the inside. It's sad.
The queen give it, and the queen take it away.
I just love him, though. I just want to hug him and say, you're enough.
I know. I
feel of his ass, too.
I just think, you guys, saying I'm doing all this because I don't want to have an argument, that's not a reason.
No.
If you're having an argument, if you're having a difference of opinion, talk about it. Now, if she's not going to be able to talk about it, that is an issue.
Then... get out of that relationship
right.
If you can.
But I would really tell anyone who's having this issue of, you know, I just don't want to have arguments, so I'm doing this. I don't want to have an argument because I'm doing this. Having an argument, especially a constructive argument, is helpful and healthy.
Yeah, you don't have to scream and yell. You can have a dialogue.
But running away from conflict and acceding to whatever the other person wants to do, or finding ways so you don't have conflict, y'all, this only puts Band-Aids on, so when the big fight happens, it is the Hindenburg crashing.
Yeah.
Familiar?
The blimp? The blimp, yeah.
That wasn't a, what's its name? You know, the blimp?
No, I remember that one. It was sad. People died. Big fire. Boof. So John doesn't get this at all. And he said, I don't get this checking in.
I don't get it either.
And he said, John is right. And John says, John turns. There's a woman and a man having
Angela.
A drink.
I like it that this woman was named.
Yeah, Brian and Angela with the Y. Let me ask you a question. Do you have your location to roam around? And Angela turned around and I just saw earrings that said Christmas. With a little Christmas. And
it is Christmas.
I love this woman.
I actually said, your earrings just told me you are not a reliable person to ask for advice.
Y'all, they're literally just these big, like, teardrops, and there's just like a, they're not even cute.
If you're not wearing these to an office Christmas party,
no,
they don't belong
they don't
on
belong.
Your ears.
They have like the little red wagon on it with a Christmas tree on the back, and then in case you didn't
they
know,
infuriated
then
me.
Underneath it says, Christmas, just so you know.
Like,
I am,
where are the earrings with just, I've seen those with just the trucks.
I'm generally
the light
opposed.
Bulbs.
I am generally opposed to holiday specific jewelry.
This is not a holiday party, too, y'all.
No.
She's just wearing, unless she's self-employed just for herself and it was her own holiday party, which is sad. This was just a night out at a bar. I'm going to wear my Christmas earrings.
You know what I am okay with? I'm okay with teachers wearing,
I was just about to say,
Halloween, yes, things, and Halloween things, because it makes kids, for whimsy.
I was just about to say, I literally was about to say, unless she was a teacher and she just had to deal with an overrun classroom of like 30 students because public schools aren't funded enough and she needs, yeah, a fucking drink.
I'll give teachers a pass for holiday specific jewelry.
Yeah.
And holiday specific clothing.
Yeah. You know who else? Nurses in children facilities.
That's true. They need,
they do
need
it
to
too.
Let loose. I don't know, but I don't
But
think
if
it,
she does the, if she's a bookkeeper, I'm not okay
I
with
don't,
this.
I don't think it belongs outside of high stress,
no,
professions. Like
if she's an attorney,
no,
not okay.
No. Yeah.
Can you imagine showing up to your divorce attorney and they're just wearing earrings that say Hanukkah,
it's,
and they have just like a little dreidel on them?
It's not the height of professionalism.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway. But no, she doesn't get it. In fact, she says, he's just sweet. He's being a gentleman and just, and not a reliable source.
This woman is giving him terrible advice.
Terrible advice.
What she should say is, well, the fact that she, first of all, she's not this woman at a bar, and they seem like they went far outside of Austin because,
yeah,
I don't know where they were. This was not,
yeah,
in the city.
No.
They like drove like 10 miles outside.
I think John has his spot. He's,
yeah,
probably been kicked out of some bars because y'all,
but
John gets in bar fights.
Yeah. But they basically, she's like, well, you know, if he's okay with it, then it's fine. No, it's a symptom of what's there.
Yeah.
All that John was trying to say is, don't you think that's weird? And she was just like, this is what happens in a lot of internet parlance. Well, if they're okay with it, it's fine. That's not what he's asking you.
No.
He's saying, what would you do in your situation? She doesn't answer that.
Brian was like, the husband or boyfriend,
yeah,
or friend. He was like, yeah, fuck that. I wouldn't,
yeah,
do it.
So we find out that Patrick is the one who insisted upon the location things. So he built this prison, you guys,
he
for
did.
Himself.
He did.
And so they wouldn't have arguments.
This is bullshit.
So this...
He also used to go around selling security systems, and they would train women employees. And now...
He's decided
he can't do that. He didn't say decided. He said...
I'm not allowed
instead to. Instead of arguing... I'm not allowed to train any more female reps. This is bad.
So a couple things are going to happen here.
This is bad.
Resentment is going to build up in him for not being able to do these things.
Yeah.
And she will never hear no from him about the limits to where her jealousy can go.
Yes.
So when he does finally say one thing, she's going to lose her shit.
Yes, because he said when she comes here, the location's coming off.
No, it's not,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'd like to see
it's
that.
It's going to be worse.
It's going to be worse.
Mark my words.
It's going to be worse because she knows more.
Yeah.
I just said, no, it's not, brown eyes. No, it's,
well,
not.
You really want to fuck this guy.
I do like his eyes.
Anyway, I'm just going to say this. This is not going to go well.
It's going to be great to watch.
I would be as... As everyone who we've seen so far, this couple has the least chance.
Oh, for sure.
I may be proven wrong here.
For sure.
But this was, and it's also, it's one of the last slots out. It feels like this may go south quickly. But it's going to be fun to
it's
watch.
It's going to be fun to watch, y'all.
We should take a commercial. That
yes,
was a long segment.
Yeah, we're taking a break. Well, we had long announcements.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
And we're back.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
So,
and
we're talking Emily and Kobe. What?
Where were you when you saw Kobe in his tighty whities?
Oh, right.
Holy shit.
I was kind of surprised.
Daddy's packing.
That was the underwear he chose to wear on camera.
I was pleasantly surprised. Yes. Yes.
No, but I'm just thinking... I guess I thought he was an underwear model before, so he must still
have... He has
have,
no modesty.
But no, I'm talking about he must have other nicer underwear from his work.
Maybe.
And he chose to wear the tidy whities.
I mean, he's got a... It's been a while, because if you look at his body, he's not an underwear...
Right.
I mean, very nice body, but it's not an underwear model body.
No. I guess I just thought he would have... nicer underwear left over.
I don't know if they give them the underwear. I don't know. Did they
really?
Give underwear models?
Well, you can't just wear underwear and you hand it back to them.
Well, maybe they do.
What are they going to do with it?
No
one wants to wear someone's underwear.
Maybe they put like things like inside like paper that we don't
come
see.
At us for
come
underwear
at,
models.
If you're an underwear
you
model,
you probably get to keep the underwear, right?
How many underwear models do we have in our? You know what? We had a coal miner. I'll never forget when a coal miner actually came
when
at
I said,
us.
Come at us if you're a coal miner. I'm a coal miner.
And she did.
And I screamed and I spit out my coffee.
Yeah, and that made me so happy that someone's in a mine, mining for coal, just listening to us.
I think there was less pickaxe movement.
Oh.
And I think it's automated.
When
for
you
her.
Say a coal miner, I'm imagining Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
And also like black soot on the face.
Yes.
Canaries.
Yes.
All of it. Yeah.
Yeah. All of it.
Let's talk about Kobe and Emily.
Y'all, it's the morning after their first
There's
night.
There's got to be a morning after.
Where we banged once last night and twice
once,
tonight.
Once. Today. Twice. Three times you fucked me, and I'm pregnant.
I'm, because we've already seen the...
We've seen that they're going to get pregnant, I think. It's going to happen.
I can't with this bitch. I can't with either of them, really.
Well, not with either. They both, that's on both of them. That's on both of them. So, look, we went in... And I still disagree with the way Emily did it. However, Kobe said this was one of the best
he doesn't
nights
regret
of
it.
His life.
Yeah, so I think...
Literally, best nights of his life, he
the
said.
The case is closed.
That's... I mean, yeah, I think it's the... I still thought it was a good idea, but she should have brought it up to him. But she did it horrible. But, y'all, it's like... He was happy. So, yeah, it's closed.
Of course
closed.
He was.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's a... I don't think he had anything to say, but he had no choice to say anything but that.
Yeah. So he said it was hot. The chemistry was rekindled. And Emily said, other than the snoring, it's perfect. And I said, welcome to your 30s.
And also, he said, not too much my boobs, but he stayed down low. So
low, 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 low.
You know what? Well, that's where I like them to stay.
Down low?
Oh, yeah.
So they don't play with their boobies.
Yeah, don't play with the tatas.
So
go to the coin slot in the...
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's very nervous about meeting her parents. And she's nervous because she's like, I've never met my parents have never met a guy before. Remember, y'all, she's grown and 29 and has had relationships before. Now, she keeps saying, and I know I have a bad track record. And my thought was, I wonder if either you've been funny about that or you keep saying that because you say that or your friends and your parents have said that.
I think maybe... Yes to all that, but I wonder what was chicken or the egg.
Right.
I'm thinking that maybe the parents and sister said that, and now she's taken that on.
She's internalized it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I still think she's surely a fuck up in relationships.
Judging by mom's, and I get it, it's granted, but judging by mom's reaction of when they arrived, I think mom's judgmental.
Yeah, but when I didn't see mom was just kind of sitting there and not really saying anything.
Exactly. Just sitting there, but not like, did you see her face though? She did not look happy to me.
Well, she was brushing back a tear when he was crying.
Yeah, but the rest, like the dad, but even when the dad talked, like, well, see, I'm glad that was very moving. And the mom's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Kind of looking at the camera. I'm just wondering what's going on.
I'm going to withhold judgment right now from her until I hear it from her.
Just her face to me looked... Her expression didn't look like a poker
face
to
me. So what are you saying by that? How is she?
Or maybe that's why she's gorgeous. She just never moves its face, so she doesn't have
true,
wrinkles.
True, but I'm saying what would you think she's being judgmental of?
I don't know, but it was just it put up a flag for me of like, oh, what's going on with mom over here? She just is kind of looking a little sullen, and maybe she could be judging or she could be scared.
Here's the thing. I think I'd be acting like a lot like that, too. I think a lot of parents put on much more of a, yay, we're so glad you're here. And they don't know this person.
Yeah, they don't.
And they're going to be staying in their house. And they did not want this.
I mean, it was nothing compared to Bilal, or not Bilal, to Jabri's mother.
Yeah.
Not it was.
So
it was,
I'm going to say my thing is let's wait on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay.
But I agree. I noticed it, and I questioned it too.
But it could just be her honest reaction, not a judgment, but
that's
her honest
the thing.
Reaction.
Yeah.
Because I would think that a parent would kind of be a little bit more effusive, but maybe she's also just so tired from watching that baby and dealing with Emily.
Also,
she's just like,
oh. They do not know this person.
They don't. They don't. They don't.
They've never met him. They've really never spent any time with him. And basically, their daughter... through having his baby, has forced him into their lives.
Yes.
So I think I'd have a problem with it too.
Yeah, I think I would, but I would try to, I would put on a best face forward when someone arrives. But maybe it's also just in the editing. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll reserve judgment.
So anyway.
Because you know what? They did all, I don't know if it, but they did, and I'm sure mom was involved, they have all these welcome signs
that's,
for him.
That's the, it doesn't
I think that's
seem,
why it just, but it seemed like.
It doesn't seem unwelcoming to me.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're incorrect.
Oh, I don't care if I am, I'm just saying, but that's kind of what didn't add up. It's like all these welcome signs, and then she just kind of sat there. But maybe the husband does more of the talking of the two.
Yeah, I would rather her show me how she feels than be overly effusive.
Okay.
And so y'all, he immediately sees Gobert and
well, he's crying in
starts,
the car,
he really starts crying here. And that's when you saw her start to cry.
Emily, the mom, the dad, it was very moving.
It was
very, very, very moving.
And there, you know, of course the kid doesn't know him really. I find it highly suspect that the kid looks and says daddy at that such a low age.
No, he was staring at him though.
Right.
Like almost recognition. It
but
was
also
cute.
People this is a stranger the kid doesn't know. There's probably not a lot of strangers during COVID coming into the house.
Yeah, that's true.
So obviously the kid is not going to, I think it may be wishful thinking that Emily thinks she's going, their child is going to go right to the father.
Yeah.
You know, and even Kobe's like, I get it. He doesn't need to know me right away.
He gets it.
Besides,
that kid wants to eat.
Right. And we see in the next episode, that's going to be an issue. I think a couple things. I don't like to make these predictions, but I think this might be the only problem these people have. I think they're fine otherwise.
I hope so.
The only other problem they have is only being in a house with one bathroom, which I find absolutely abhorrent.
And that parents are probably going to hear them fuck and have to talk to her about it.
Oh, I think she is going to be so neurotic about it. She's already proved that. She's not comfortable.
Yeah, but they're still going to do it. Unless she already got pregnant the first night, which she might have.
I can't with these people.
I've heard, too, that I don't know if this is true. Come at us, Sissy. I've heard sometimes, like, with hormone stuff and breastfeeding, you can actually be more prone to getting pregnant again when you're breastfeeding.
I don't know anything about that. I don't want to speculate.
We both need to get more information.
But the parents said, and I think Dad was basically said, we want to make him feel welcome, but we're nervous and we're going to see how this plays out. And I think they're nervous mostly because they know the daughter's track record and they know that they haven't spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Several months together. I mean, and now they're more than just engaged. They're society and everyone is telling them that they need to be together, not because they're in love, but for their child.
For their child.
And
I mean, it was very sweet when Kobe sat on the couch and he just looked and he said, thank you so, so much.
Yeah.
And so I thought I think he did everything right to make a good first impression.
Yeah.
So, and watching that too, again, I admired him because I went, this is a lot of fucking pressure on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's, because already, y'all, when you have your first child, I don't have children, but we have a lot of friends, and y'all know I love talking about babies and kids and all that and all the psychological stuff of it. So I know that almost every single person I know that has their first child, they're scared. Some of them are terrified, but they just want to do a good job. So he has that fear on him of being a dad for the first time. And then he has this expectation of, I also have to be a good enough dad, not just for my son and not just to my girlfriend or wife, but to all of her family as well. That's a lot of fucking pressure.
I agree.
I feel for him.
I think he's going to handle it better than she will.
Yeah.
I
think it'll be hard for her to,
be less self-involved.
Let go of the parenting. And I think it's been her, and I know her parents are help, but I feel like Emily seems to be like a good mom and very involved and her child's life.
I don't see where you see that at all.
I think that she seems like she's been there, like, because she's talked about her life and she seems like she's really.
I'm not saying she's not a good mom. I'm saying I haven't seen that, the evidence of that. I think she's someone who is irresponsible and she's had to do it because she's doing it. I'm sure she's okay with it. I don't feel comfortable calling her a good mom yet.
I just feel like it's going to be hard for her to let that go to him. I think she's going to feel territorial about it in a way.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. But I'm just saying we know nothing about her. We don't know how often the parents watch the baby or the sister watches the baby.
No, I know. But just I feel like the things that she said, that she seems like she, because she talks about how her life has completely changed and she doesn't go out anymore and she's worried about her looks and all that. So, but
yeah, but I just still wonder about, she already chose her relationship with him over his relationship with the baby in one night.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going with it.
Yeah, I can see that.
And like we've said before, They could have gone right there and then the next night had a night together.
But again, he loved it. So it's like, that's case closed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's,
but I'm saying,
it worked out.
It still, it doesn't matter. This is what she chose. It, mm-hmm. That telegraphs to us mm-hmm. where she is.
Yeah.
She wanted a night to be her.
Yeah.
Which is great, but I don't know. Let's talk about Kara and Guillermo. I don't know. I'm less of a fan of hers than you are.
Yeah.
So, oof. I think she's Ari 2.0 for me. Because I don't like her.
I don't, especially the way Ari behaved in this episode, I don't think she's...
Oh, I'm talking Ari. Season one.
Oh, yeah, I can see that more, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Ari now is just even more despicable to me.
Interesting.
Oh.
I don't see her do as much, so I just think we know Ari that
maybe,
way.
Yeah. She, ugh. We're going to
talk
about part two.
Let's talk about Karen Guillermo.
I enjoy watching them.
Me too. They are here. He's saying things like, I was watching this duck hunting
this was
show.
Hilarious.
This had to be Duck Dynasty. And he's like, when they would say Alabama, when it was like, Alabama.
It was hot when he did that.
He is so
cute. You're very attracted to him.
I
watched this and I was like, when they were in the bed kind of pillow talking, oof. I went, Jake is so into this guy. Big
I
time.
Think he's got like a, he looks... He's a star on camera, too. He's got an expressive face.
Yeah.
So is she.
And they're driving. He's like, there's more cars? There's more house? It was very genuine, and it was just him. And it's this beautiful part of, they're in Virginia,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So it's beautiful countryside.
It's very Julia, Brandon and Julia
yes,
kind of it, reactions to
yes,
things.
Yes, and just a very like wide open spaces and all that. And just hearing his reaction, it was... It was funny, and it was also sweet to see Kara's reaction.
She says, I love watching you discover all this. And I wrote down, we should all be a little Guillermo about our lives.
We should.
The magic that is our lives.
We should.
Next
wake
day.
Wake up and say, look at the sky.
The next day, y'all, they, how'd you sleep? And he's like, we enjoyed each other. Or she says that.
Yes,
they
yes.
banged.
They banged a lot.
It's like, were you like, cold? Was the air conditioning? He's like, well, it was hard when we were naked.
When we were naked.
I was like, and oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that's when he said that. I went,
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And
he enjoyed taking a hot shower because y'all.
His last house didn't really have a lot of hot
water.
It
was just cold water.
And y'all, so they're talking. She's trying to make space in this. And this is where he says, now, you can tell he is young, and he is just kind of saying things like, so I was thinking, I need a computer. And she's like, now, there were ways she could have, because the first response, I'm sure she thought of was, like, we can afford that.
Uh-huh.
That's the first thing. Then, unfortunately, she chose the secondary, less, still not a good response, was, we can't afford that, but great. How about we start with a toothbrush? It
she did.
It felt like she's either a teacher or his mom or his older sister
yeah.
telling him what to do. And it, I will say, I don't like being told what to do in any circumstance. Y'all, if you listen to the show, you know that triggers me.
It does.
I get triggered by her doing that to him.
It didn't trigger me, but she could have told it in a better way for sure.
But anyway, he's already triggering, and he says...
Because she did a follow-up. I mean, he was already triggered, but she did follow up with him and say, you don't really use a computer, and what would you... She said, what do you need it for? He didn't have a good answer
no,
for that.
No, he didn't.
He did not at all.
It's like, for my work.
Y'all, but, for porn.
So he's basically saying, but I sold my bike in the DR, and that was the money I brought over here. He's like, my money, and she went, our money. And that is true, but it seems like there would be a way to say that money is our money and not correcting him and not it, – it's tricky because I find myself – she's not going full Karen for me.
No.
But there's moments where I find myself just getting a little tweaked by her responses to him.
But I see that. I 100% agree with her. I think she's more emotionally mature than he is.
100%.
Because she talks about she does the finances. She does the, remember y'all, she filled all the paperwork for all of his stuff and did
right.
all that for him. He is kind of, I think, now granted, and I don't mean this as a, like, I'm not going to say he's emotionally mature, because remember what he's gone through and what right. he was able to pull himself out and do. So I get it. He probably thinks now he can relax a little bit, and he probably, I think this is a case of what's stressful for him. It's relative. Stress is relative, and that they, she's very stressed out about making a deadline for a class. That's a maybe a 9 on anxiety for him.
Yeah.
That's like a 2 for him.
Yeah.
So he probably, with what he's been through, I imagine it's like, if things will work out, well, it will be fine.
I think this is all about, the computer is all about needing something that is his and not shared with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because for him as a man, he still feels like he's sponging off of her.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing. So I think if they could compromise and get some stuff that is just his, because I'm sure they're moving to a house that everything has been hers. So he's thinking, I get to use hers, but she sees it as, no, it's ours now. He doesn't see that.
No.
And so it may be just buying him things that are just his,
mm-hmm.
that he uses there with their money. That's a good way to compromise.
But not expensive, because when she said, I was, $6,000 is not a lot of money saved.
It's at not. All.
That's going to
especially
go,
for two people to live.
Two people, and they don't, that's going to go quickly. So I also don't, again, she went about it the wrong way, but I don't blame her at all for trying to get him to kind of see the severity of their finances.
I agree, but it's the kind of thing when someone brings something up, the last thing you want to do is make them feel like they're an idiot. And she did a little bit of that. Computer.
She did a little bit of that.
What?
She did a little bit, but also maybe it's just because he was defensive. I do feel like he wasn't trying to listen to her the whole time.
No.
It's probably because she started off with the remark, but he, and guarantee you, if they have an undoing, this will be it, where I think she did it in the wrong way, but I also think he has control issues.
I think he wants to be the man.
He wants to be the man and be in charge. And that's just not the way the system is set up when you're a 90-day fiancé.
Not, yeah.
Because actually, when she's, I actually said that the nice thing she said when he said, so you're the boss? And she said, well, sometimes. She could have said, like,
that was a nicer way of saying it. She went, sometimes.
Yeah, which is true, though.
Yeah,
so,
but that's,
but they don't know how to talk to each other about this kind of stuff at all.
The way you respond, so when you're the boss, the last thing you want to do is respond, especially when you're, is find a way to say, when someone responds to you like that, you're like, that's not fair to talk about. I don't want to talk about who's boss or that. Who's, that's you take apart the argument right away.
Yeah.
So there's no way to go. And both of them want to do that. She, unfortunately, he said he wanted a computer. She made fun of it. The argument started. There's nothing. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So
it does feel it too. I think she was too caught off guard, because that is an expensive thing. Just like, hi, it's my first day. I'm here. Let's spend $1,000 on something. I would be like, wait, what? Like, we just spent all this money getting you over here, and now you want that?
No, you're probably right. It was emotional for her. But the interesting thing
fight.
Is
they're gonna fight. They're gonna fight,
and then they fuck. The interesting thing here is she said, but no, you can use, because a computer can be used by more than one person. But for him, this is such an interesting concept. It would almost be like she would be monitoring whatever he did, I think. That's why he wanted his own computer.
Yeah, because he said, well, I just don't want to fuck up your computer.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Or maybe she'll blame him for something, but I think he just wants a little
I think that's where
space.
I got a little trigger from him. I felt like he wasn't being honest or something about why he wanted, like he never fully answered her questions.
Yeah. I think he just wants his own little space. He wants something that's his.
And probably just being a man and trying to be, he doesn't want to be vulnerable and just say that.
No, he can't be. Especially.
He's only vulnerable, y'all, in the twilight hours at 3 a.m. when he's dicking you down.
Boy. Or when he's laying there, his seed freshly splayed.
Smoking a cigarette, yes. Just talking to you.
When, as I said earlier, it just slaps you with like semen across your head. That's the show!
I'm so sorry, Christina, that you have to watch this and edit
Thwack!
This. If you're watching Intimate Portrait, you just unsubscribed. Because that visual is never going to get out of your head. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Y'all have had that when just a stream of semen, ropes of semen.
We need to move on, or we need to end. That is the show.
Billy, thank you
all
for
all right,
my
everybody.
Order.
Go to realitygaze.com. Go to our Instagram. Go to our Twitter. Find us on TikTok with our memes.
Ropes of cloudy semen.
All right. And y'all, and we give us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Come see us on the live show.
Ribbons.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Oh, I need to always do this so you can get it out as fast as you can.
Please.
Yes. And yes. And if all you want after this to scream out is Noma! Go socks.
Go socks.
Hand me that hat over there. I'm going to wear it for... Get it. Go get it.
What?
I just said, like, shooter. Shooter, go get that hat. Go socks. I'm wearing a Boston Red Sox hat.
Yeah, that bit. All right, just call us, y'all. Just call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.